All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, 97.1. So, one, I do apologize. This microphone refuses to stay still. It's a disaster in here. But I had a question, and it involves fixing maybe the two biggest problems in our city's sporting scene. I want to know which of these issues is more fixable. Ready? The Lions offense, which rates, well, let's just say last in yards per play, or the Michigan offense. Which of these is more fixable? Now, on surface, you're going to say, well, wait a second. Lions have a quarterback. Michigan doesn't. Therefore, Lions. Work with me for a second here. The Lions' hope is predicated on Taylor Decker coming back, solidifying the line, and somehow this offense will look a lot better. With Michigan, last week against Indiana, Caron Higdon was a bit of a revelation. Them running a series of just power, you know, really just big old football, big boy plays. And this run game is somehow now maybe what their identity will be moving forward. Which is more fixable? And again, the college level, it's easier to fix an offense. You're going to play teams, a lot of them, that you simply have more talent than. And whether that's young talent or not, whether you can get that talent to give you the production you're looking for, that's the battle. In the NFL, everyone's roster, with the exception of a few, pretty damn similar. So which of these is a more fixable issue? Because I have a hard time deciding. 248-539-9797. Lions offense or Wolverine offense? And again, you know, the Wolverine offense may see a change. If you lose to Penn State and now you have two losses, you may see a change at the quarterback position, frankly. Now, I don't care what's said publicly or not. It's just once you lose that second game in conference, you're toast. You're done. And at that point, maybe something else changes. But I think it's a really tough thing because I don't see a grand fix for either. Lions don't really throw it or run it great. Michigan, it's the same deal. But last week, they found a running game. 248-539-9797. Sully?
Yeah, I think when you look at Michigan's offense, maybe that's more fixable just from the standpoint of it literally can't go anywhere else but up as well. It cannot get any worse. Okay. And when you look at that offense, I think if you were to throw some wrinkles on there, maybe throw some sort of new packages where you have John O'Korn running more, where you have some things that you're just doing completely different than what you've done, I think there's opportunity to fix it and certainly get better than where they are right now. With the Lions, I don't know what changes they could really make to quote-unquote fix it. I think Michigan, with how bad they've been, they could at least do some things differently, some different personnel packages, pound the ball to Higdon more, have a John O'Korn with some design runs if they want to just try something completely new. And that'd be a way to actually fix it. And there's ways to possibly get better. With the Lions, I don't see that new technique or new scheme they could run, if that makes sense.
No, it does make sense. It does. But the one thing you would add is that the Lions have a quarterback.
Well, absolutely. No doubt about that.
They don't need a true change. They just need a guy to get healthy, which is their quarterback, and get their left tackle back. I mean, I don't know that either of these offenses will ever be great, proficient, but can they be acceptable? I mean, look, this isn't really a topic about, well, which one's going to win more. I mean, if Michigan's offense were acceptable and you pair it with that defense, they'd be headed places. Their offense is wholly unacceptable. Now, I'm not going to get excited about them running the ball against Indiana. I'm just simply saying it's the first time I've seen them pick a running back, line up, play power, and that running back has been very productive. It's a starting point. With the Lions, you're right. They haven't really done anything different because they can't do anything. I think they've been outscored 71-36 in the first half.
In terms of changes, though, like with the, when you look at the Lions, what could they do to fix their offense besides, you know, getting guys healthy? Meaning, what personnel changes or what schematic differences could they do to fix the offense?
What if I just said, get better? I mean, when you have young people in college, they get better. Very rarely do NFL players get better during the year. You either have good players or you don't. I mean, look, I can only speak, like, I'll speak for my guys. I mean, I look at what Michigan State's doing on the offensive line. This Kevin Jarvis, a true freshman, he's gotten better and better and better each game. And it's realistic to say that even when David Beadle comes back, he's not getting his job back because Kevin Jarvis continues to improve. You don't really see that at the NFL level.
Right.
You are what you are. And do you have enough good players to last through a year to get you where you want to go? I mean, I could make the case that even though Michigan doesn't have a quarterback, and maybe they aren't great at doing anything, they can get better. I don't know who on the Lions is going to get better.
Let me read this text.
Outside of getting a good player back.
Let me read this text here from Dan because I think it's kind of an interesting one. Michigan offense is more fixable because window dressing and wrinkles work way more in college than they do in the pros.
That's fair. That's fair.
To try to maybe just schematically line stuff up differently and dress things up differently, you know? Have different packages out there. That work more in college.
I think there's something to it. I mean, man, look, it's clear that Harbaugh's asking these guys to eat. I mean, look, they had 58 yards passing on Saturday. So for all the jerks that wanted to blame the rain as to why you couldn't produce, what do you have to say for yourselves now? You had 58 yards passing Saturday. You're terrible. So they're either running schemes that don't work or they're running schemes that these kids aren't capable of running. And that, to me, is on Harbaugh and his million-dollar offensive coordinator and his million-dollar passing game coordinator. I mean, my God, find something you can do to produce more than 58 yards of passing. For the Lions, I just think it's a matter of getting your quarterback healthy. But I just, it's a tough call. Because both of them need fixing. I mean, that's clear. But which one is more fixable? 248-539-9797. Mike, you have some ticket text to read?
Yeah, a lot coming in on both Michigan and the Pistons, and we'll get to all of these here.
Sure, and the Pistons stuff is still in play, guys. I'm not shutting that down. I just kind of felt like it was losing a little steam with you guys, and I wanted to just bring something in the mix. But go ahead.
Mike, Higdon didn't gain any yards on design plays. Two of his biggest runs were him improvising and running away from the blocking that wasn't there. That's from Ben in Ann Arbor.
Well, the overtime one for sure. I can't argue that.
Mike, do the Lions really have a quarterback? I thought he played like a rookie last week.
I thought he was terrible last week, too. There's no excuse for it.
In regards to your question about the Pistons and Celtics and where the first Piston would be drafted, if you will, on the Celtics roster. Avery Bradley gets drafted first at number 7. This Pistons roster is atrocious. I think Avery Bradley would go 5th.
If you're factoring money in, I don't think Drummond goes anywhere. I mean, he has one of the worst. Here, let me put it this way. He has one of the 5 worst contracts in the NBA. Think about that.
I think Tobias Harris and Avery Bradley have some value, but they're just quality players. They're not stars. That's from Dave.
Yeah.
And ironically, Bradley would be the first player to be taken, and he'd still probably only be the 4th or 5th player taken.
Right. That's what's scary. Because, again, I'm saying, hey, Gordon Hayward is vaporized, doesn't exist. You're still just not even close. So what do you – and it led me to the ultimate question, which is what do you want out of this season? Do you want them to make the playoffs? Or do you want them to falter to somehow spark – and spur on change? I mean, it's a terrible way to start a year, but I don't know another way I could mix Pistons talk in. No, I don't believe that being in downtown Detroit's going to make people care about this team. It's always been about entertainment, will always be about entertainment. This team's not entertaining. Don't have likable players, don't have really good players, not entertaining to watch. They could play on the moon, it doesn't matter. 248-539-9797. We'll get more of the people next. 97.1.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.